I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Telehealth is allowing South Carolina healthcare providers to deliver care to more people in more places than ever before. Dr. James McElligott is here to provide details. Dr. McElligott is the Executive Medical Director for the Center for Telehealth at MUSC. Dr. McElligott, for listeners who have not yet had a telehealth visit with one of their healthcare providers, what equipment is needed on their end? And very briefly, how does a telehealth appointment really work?
You know, a typical telehealth visit is a video visit with your provider. They can be other types. It can be just a phone call, or there can be secure messaging types. But I think for the most part, we're talking about experience where you have a video connection with your provider, talking about your condition or your concern, and maybe doing some visual examination and taking care of your needs as best they can in this setting. Really, all that is needed is a smartphone or a computer or a tablet. And truly, if you don't have those, you should contact your health system because they may be able to loan you those, or they may be able to do an audio-only type encounter.
Tell us about the many types of healthcare visits that are now routinely being done using telehealth appointments in South Carolina.
In South Carolina, we have a long history of using telehealth to connect to patients and connect hospitals together and clinics together and even school-based telehealth. However, since the pandemic, it's really accelerated, and now it's being used all over the place, every day. MUSC probably does 600 to 800 of video visits a day with patients all across the state. It is used in rural settings and in urban settings, and is applied in all populations and care settings.
So can telehealth really be used for almost all specialties in healthcare?
It really crosses all specialties now, but there are certain specialties where it is particularly applicable and a strength. Mental health would be a huge one. Even a majority of visits for many health systems are now being done via telehealth. It is often comforting to the patient to have the privacy to connect with their behavioral health provider in that setting. We're also using it to connect with new moms after they've had their babies to give them support. Just about all specialties can leverage telehealth. However, it is different by specialty, depends on their practice. So a surgeon, of course, has to do surgery in person, but they may do their pre-visit or their post-operative visit via telehealth.
And do the patients need to speak up and ask for a telehealth visit? Or is this just such a normal part of health visits now that the provider may suggest this?
I would suggest that patients ask with their healthcare provider if they provide telehealth and how do they provide it, because it is variable by health system how much it is promoted and how much it is used.
What other expansions of telehealth might be on the horizon in South Carolina?
The most important and exciting thing coming to South Carolina is expansion of broadband and internet connectivity. So we really want to follow up with telehealth and grow it and become better at it and become more equitable in how we deploy it. So we are looking forward to ever more use of telehealth, using it in rural areas, underserved populations, but really for every citizen in South Carolina.
Dr. McElligott, thanks for this telehealth update.
It is my pleasure. Thank you.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.